Hello, and welcome to Me, the Wife and Wrexham AFC.
A weekly podcast and YouTube channel where we discuss all things Wrexham AFC from the point of view of long-term fans and new fans.
So sit back, put your feet up, relax, and let's get stuck in.
Hello and welcome back to episode 88 of Me, the Wife and Wrexham AFC. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to my mother, Chan's mother, Chan as a mother.
Should have I gone first?
Yeah, I was just going to, I don't know, yeah, maybe.
Going by age.
Oh, they're going to love that.
Mother-in-law.
Did you have a nice Mother's Day yesterday?
Yes. Yeah. I did. I would like to show you what I got. So would you mind picking them up for me?
Of course I will. This doesn't make very good listening, but no. For everyone on YouTube, maybe it'll make the people who only listen to the podcast go over to YouTube and subscribe.
They will.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So my gorgeous little boy, not so little, got me a mug, Wrexham mug. I did want a James McLean mug.
They haven't got them.
But they haven't got them. So I've had to make do with this. No, I'm joking. So I've got this because I need a new mug for work. So that's good. I got one of the new hats, which I'm excited. I wear that on Tuesday. And I think my favourite of all of them is my little teddy, World's Best Mum. And it's got a little Wrexham badge on it.
Yeah, it's cute.
I'm going to take that. That's going to go on my desk in work as well. So everyone knows that I'm the world's best mum.
Oh, well done to the 12-year-old who's got no money. At all.
Yes, yeah. Thank you to Ryan for doing
wasn't
that.
Wasn't fishing.
Yeah, but so, there we go. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. And to all the dads who are doing both jobs.
Yes.
Yes, so.
Yeah, 100%. Okay, let's talk about the US tour was announced last week.
There's some mixed reactions about this.
That was a very defensive noise.
Yeah, there's some mixed reactions, not because it's in America.
No.
But because of the time that it's... I'm not sure. Is this the last game that we're going to talk about now?
Oh, we'll come on to that in a minute.
Okay, because obviously, they mind you, they did go to Las Vegas last season, after the last season, you know, so... But they might do that again if we win.
Yeah, I know. It's a strange one, isn't it? Because... You say it's not because it's in America. It is a little bit because it's in America that people are moaning. Every one of these points I'm about to make is twofold. You know, everything just opens out into more points.
Yeah.
So you say it's not about it's in America. It is a little bit. Two things on that. One, you've got all the fans back here in Wrexham who don't get the chance to watch a pre-season friendly like we used to.
Yeah.
We can all go out to America and that would be lovely and we can watch some games. We don't get to watch any pre-season over here like we used to. You know, we used to go and watch. Admittedly, it was against Nantwich and Macclesfield and people like that. You know, no offence to them, but it's not Chelsea. In a 70,000 seater stadium, is it? You know, so there's that side of things. The flip side of that, the fact it's in America, it's obviously the distance. The distance that the players are travelling to get there in the first place, play games and to get back again. So that's a bit of a concern, maybe an issue. I don't see it as a huge issue until we get onto one of the points a little bit further on. I think it's great for the club that we're doing things like this and it gives the American fan base an opportunity to actually get to watch, Wrexham playing, which is great. This time, where were we last time?
South Carolina.
Yeah, we dotted North about. We moved about a little bit, didn't we? You know, it's not the East Coast, it's the West Coast, so it's even further away for everyone to get to as well. We've only had one game announced. We know there's going to be three, okay? We know that. We know there's going to be three games. One game, as Sian said, we're going to be playing Chelsea on the 24th of July, and that's at the Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Santa Clara, I don't need to tell you lot, Santa Clara is about 45 minutes, an hour outside of San Francisco, to the south. That is the Levi's Stadiums where the 49ers play. Up to speed with that one?
Yep.
Okay, so that's 49ers Stadium. I think the capacity is about 68,500, give or take, which is massive, you know, for little old Wrexham to be playing in a stadium like that against another huge British team, you know, 68,500 seat stadium, which hopefully will be full as well.
It's a big opportunity for the players as well.
Fantastic opportunity to be playing in them sort of conditions. You were talking about, is it our first game, second game, third game? That's where the bone of contention comes in, doesn't it? If it's our last game, happy days.
Yeah.
You know, for anybody who doesn't know, the new season, so next season, will start on the 10th of August. It's a little bit later this time than it was at the start of this season. So if it's our last game, everyone's happy. You know, you've done your tour, you finish it on the 24th, you've then got 1, 2... and a half weeks until the season starts.
Yeah.
Plenty of time to travel home, have a little bit of a rest, get back into training, get your prep done, and, you know, everyone's happy, yeah? If it's our first game, then all of a sudden that's a little bit different. You know, it's not a case of, oh, we're not going to have loads of time because you need another 3-day gap until the next game, potentially another 3 or 4 day gap until the last game.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden that's seven, eight days of that time, 2.5 weeks wiped out. You know, so then you're then looking at, you know, just over a week maybe until the season starts. I don't think that'll be the case either.
I think this will be the last one.
I think this will be the middle one, if I'm completely honest, because I think that when I checked, I think the 24th of July is a Wednesday.
We'll be in Ibiza.
Yeah, we will be. We'll be on holiday. Yes. I think it's a Wednesday. 20th, 21st.
Well, the 20th is Saturday.
It is a Wednesday. Yes. So I think the more sensible thing would be us playing Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. That seems to make more sense.
On the Sunday.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be our middle game. Although, please, don't think I have any insight into this whatsoever. I don't. But I get a feeling it'll be our middle game. We haven't announced the other two, who we're going to be playing as
we'll
yet.
In due course.
Who would you like to see us sort of face? Anyone in particular?
I'd like them to play Man City, but over here.
Yeah, okay.
Because I really want to go and watch.
So in a conversation about a US tour, you want to swing that round to who you'd like to see in this country.
Do you know what? Like you said earlier, I think it is a great opportunity for the American fans who don't get the opportunity to come over, you know, here obviously necessarily to watch an actual Wrexham game.
Well, the West Coast American fans, not so much the East Coast.
Well, I don't know how far the East Coast is from the West Coast. I don't.
A long way.
Okay. But for me, I would like at least one pre-season game to be done here, which we know is not going to happen.
No, we do. We do know that it won't. Sorry.
Because they've announced it's a three.
Yeah, it's a three game.
It's called a Rex Coast.
Yeah, Rex Coast.
Rex Coast.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. No. I think it would be sensible from a PR point of view for me to perhaps play a Mexican team. The Mexican leagues are some of is the most watched league in America, I believe. So the in the US, I believe the Mexican League is watched more than the MLS is.
Mm.
So I think it would make sense for exposure, PR point of view, to maybe get a Mexican team.
Yep.
I think Club America are a Mexican team. Tigres, I think they're America.
If you're asking me, I have no idea. Yeah. Didn't even know there was a... thing in Mexico.
Okay, so yeah, I think that would probably make sense. For me, I think, you know, we've got a Premier League team, perhaps a Mexican team, and perhaps an MLS team would make sense. I think if you're going to go all out from the MLS angle, you've got to be going down the route of something like an Inter Miami, haven't you? You know, the exposure that they've got with, you know, the David Beckham connection, you know, who we already know Ryan and Rob are friendly with David anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you've
so he still own that, does he?
He does, yeah. And then you've got, obviously, Messi playing for Inter Miami. I just think that's a big draw.
Ooh, that would be good, wouldn't it, playing against Messi?
If you're going to shoot for the moon,
yeah.
let's go for what, you know, what another club. We're a big PR-driven club at the moment. So go for another highly PR-driven club, you know, with lots of exposure. You might as well go whole hog and go for that, I think.
Will Ferrell, does he own a football club?
yeah, he's part owner of LAFC.
Could they play them?
Potentially, yes.
That's another. We've had Will at the race course, so you never know.
There's a lot of impact factors, I think, you know, on this tour. As we well know from the last one, fatigue was a big one. I don't think we were really with it for the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season.
But was that because of as well as the pre-season, obviously, like I said before, they had the Las Vegas blowout. and if any of you have seen the film Hangover, I think it was pretty much on par with that, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't know, do you? Yeah. There was a hangover. You know, as you quite rightly said at the start of the season, whether that was from the pre-season, the lack of pre-season sort of training, really, because you're just going out and you're playing games over like a 10-day period. They played 4 last time, didn't they?
Yes.
So they played LA Galaxy 2, Philadelphia Union, Chelsea and Man United. They've reduced that down to 3 this time. Which, you know, is a step in the right direction. I heard Humphrey Kerr saying that they don't want to repeat the same mistakes that they made last time. You know, fatigue is a big thing, and I don't think we were with it at the start of this season.
Paul Mullen.
Injuries are the other one, as you rightly say, Paul Mullen.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a big one.
It was a huge blow to us, you know, and to lose a pivotal player like that in something that is labelled a friendly, you know, it's a bit of a kick in the guts, isn't it, really? You know, so...
Well, we were talking to my brother yesterday whilst we were visiting mothers, and he says, obviously, at the moment, Mullen is, you know, the past 2 games, he's been on fire. And we think that he, because obviously we've mentioned before that he didn't really have a pre-season,
no,
did he?
No.
Because of his injury that he sustained when we played against Man United. So I think now it's taken him 8 months.
Yeah,
about 8 months to kind of be...
get back.
Yeah, he has been a great player from the time that he came back from his injury. But I think now... So close to the end of the season is just when he's kind of coming back and, you know, coming into his own again.
Yeah, maybe.
So for the same thing to happen again,
yeah.
I just think would just be
Sorry,
a big blow.
We're full of cold, the pair of us, so we do sound...
I was fine until Ryan got a cold.
Yeah,
and
so we
I...
do... We don't... We feel... we feel all right.
I'm tired.
Yeah, but just a bit tired, but it's... we just sound awful.
Yeah, can't smell anything.
Not aesthetically pleasing. no ASMR as going... Should we move on?
Let's talk about the Morecambe game Saturday.
Let's talk about that. So,
yes.
Unchanged from the Accrington game, I think...
Good decision.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone was hoping for. They were going, look, this team's gone out there, they've performed.
Yep.
Phil likes a change about, we know that.
Rotation.
Yeah, loves it. But these lads have put in a performance, they've played well, they deserve their opportunity to go back out there again and do the same thing again. I stand by that. I think that's the really good decision to make. I was
well
happy
done,
with
Parky.
That. Mullen and Palmer up front again.
Dynamic duo.
Prior to this game, stat for you. I know you already know it because I told you in the week. But for 36 games prior to Saturday, when Mullen and Palmer have started together, we've been unbeaten. 36 games in a row where they have started together, nobody has beat us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a stat and a half. We now know that's 37 games, you know, where they have started the game together, where we have not been beaten.
Mm-hmm.
just for superstition purposes, they've got to start the last 10 together, haven't they?
100%. I don't know how you cannot start them together.
No. It's a strange one, isn't it? Because we just talked about Paul then and how, you know, it's taken him a long time to look like the player that he was last season, and he's just getting there now. But what's happened? Is it Ollie coming back that all of a sudden he's gone, oh, yes, I can grab the bull by the horns and I can go and play again?
Yep.
Or is it just a bit of a coincidence that it's coincided?
I don't know. I think, I don't believe it's a coincidence. I think that, like we've said in last week's podcast about Mullen and Ollie.
Yeah.
Not sure why I used Mullen's surname and Ollie's
surname. No, me.
Ollie,
Mullen, I went with it, though.
Yeah, Mullen and Palmer. I think them two have got this connection.
Yeah.
As the front two. You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Sorry, keep talking.
As the front two, and I just think that they know each other inside out because they played most of last season together up front. And I just think, the past couple of games that Ollie started with Mullen, you cannot fault their togetherness.
I don't think so. I don't think a lot of people notice what Ollie does. Drags defenders away, creates space. He's obviously good in the air.
Falls over a bit.
I'll be honest, I don't think he's as good in the air as he should be for the height he is, but he's still a menace in the air. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, he creates so much space for Paul that, and then Paul's going, oh, I can play a bit now. And I don't think he's necessarily had that. I don't think he's had the level of strike partnership with anybody else that he's played with while Ollie hasn't been
not
playing.
Not saying that the other, like, your Sam Dalby, and I know a lot of people have getting up on Sam Dalby, but, you know, like Sam Dalby, Fletcher.
Yeah.
They've all been, I mean, at one point, was McLean up front?
He has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
But, I just think, like I keep saying, I think Ollie and Paul just have that little extra something.
Yeah.
They know each other. They know how they tick. And I just think, Parky, please start them for the next 10 games. Please. I really don't watch this.
I know. We don't know he doesn't watch this, but I think it's a sensible thing to start them to moving forward. I didn't see any reason not to start them. Is Ollie going to get through 90 minutes of every game? I don't think so. I'm not sure his fitness level is super high
but then we've got
for
Fletcher.
Someone of his age, you know, and we'll come on to that a little bit later on. But yeah, I think it's a sensible thing to do for me. I can't see
definitely
any reason why we would change that.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimate disaster. 4 minutes. Within 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So ball goes down the right. Arthur's gone, I'm not staying in goal.
I'm going for a little walk.
I'm not staying in goal. It's boring here. I'm off. Now, he wasn't far off making the right decision because he got pretty close to getting there and claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's one of them things as a goalkeeper. It's experience over time. I think you're always, with young goalkeepers, you're always going to get mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You are. And I think you learn from their mistakes. As long as, and I can take that. I can take the odd mistake here and there because, you know, at the end of the day, he's young and he is going to make mistakes.
Even experienced goalkeepers make mistakes.
They do.
Though.
You know, we Aaron Ramsdale, another one, Arsenal keeper, he made a mistake on the weekend.
He did. That was a disastrous mistake.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, and he's still youngish. Do you know what I mean? They are going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And I don't think he was, like I say, I don't think he was a million miles off getting there. He just set off too late.
I think he just misjudged it a little bit, didn't he?
He did. And let's be completely honest here.
Okay.
It didn't lead directly to the goal. It led to them being in a good position.
Mm-hmm.
But he got back and he set himself and he was ready and he then got beat on the near post.
Now, which apparently you should never do.
You should never get beat on the near post as a goalkeeper. You are very correct. Now, for me, I think he sort of made two mistakes there. That wasn't one big mistake. I think he made two.
Lots of little ones.
No, just two. Okay. He came out for a ball he wasn't going to get.
Yeah.
And that was nearly disastrous, but it wasn't. And I think he got back and he set himself and I think he created the situation, but I think he was ready. Mm-hmm. To then get beat on his near post, I think that was a second mistake. So I think there were two separate mistakes there. I think his head had gone a little bit because he made the first mistake and they didn't set himself quite properly where he should be. So, look, we were 1-0 down.
Yeah.
And we were there going, oh.
Oh, balls.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
I mean, it's something that I think maybe it's worth pondering from, not from idiots like us, but I mean...
Speak for yourself.
But I mean, from like internally within the team and the sort of like the coaching staff and things like that. You know, if we look back recently, so you look at Morecambe, you look at Forest Green Rovers, you look at Salford when we were at Salford. They're games, quite recent games, all away games that we've conceded goals within the first 5 minutes. Now, is that a lack of being focused right from the off? I don't know what it is, but that's three times in very recent history that this has happened now.
Mm-hmm.
And it sort of puts us on the back foot in a situation where we haven't really been playing very well recently. You know, you don't want to go, you know how we're rubbish away from home? Well, I tell you what we're going to do, we're going to give them a one goal head start and see how that works out. You know, 8-9 times out of 10, it's never going to work out very well for you, is it, by giving us that. So maybe we just need to be a little bit more switched on at the start of games. Because I'd barely settled in my seat, to be honest. And away we go. Oh, right, 1-0 down then. But, yeah, I don't know. The first real...
I don't know.
The first real thing, and no, was probably McLean's penalty shout, wasn't it? You were convinced, weren't you? 100% penalty. I'm probably with you. I've seen the replay a few times. Yeah. I mean, he sort of... I think the thing that saved the Morecambe lad, he put a leg in.
Yeah.
He took the leg out.
And he shook it all about.
No, he didn't. It wasn't the hokey pokey. No. But he did put his leg in. And then he took his leg out. Right?
Yeah.
And then McLean went over.
Yeah.
When he'd already taken his leg away. And I think the ref looked at that and went, well, hang on a minute. I saw the leg go in. Saw the leg come out.
Well, I didn't. Yeah.
And I saw the leg being retracted. Yeah. I'm going to change the word in now. Because it's like... I saw the leg being retracted before he went down.
Mm-hmm.
But what... So the ref gone, no, he has, it's no foul. But I think what the refs failed to realise is McLean was body checked. So it was nothing to do with the leg, I don't think. So yeah, he went with the leg. Yes, he retracted the leg. Then McLean went down, but that was because of the body check as opposed to anything to do with the leg. And I think that's what saved the Morecambe defender
from... What the heck is a body check?
Body check?
Yeah.
It's when, say you're running towards me.
Yeah.
Go on, come for
I'm
me.
I'm sitting down.
And then that is a body check. So I body check, yeah. Boom. Just check my microphone's still on after doing that with you then. Yeah, so I what I'm saying is I think the ref would probably be focused on legs and feet and where the ball is, and he'd seen there was no contact with the feet or with the legs.
But
because he was looking down, so I can understand why it wasn't given, but for me it was a penalty. I think McLean sort of jumped up as if to say, look, and then he did fly into a couple of tackles after that, didn't he?
Yeah.
And we're thinking, oh, come on, just calm down now, it's gone.
Calm down.
We haven't had it. So let's move on, you know. I did sort of think, oh, he's going to get booked in a minute, or he's going to get himself sent off because he does fly into tackles.
You just, before I forget, you asked the question about the card situation.
Yeah.
It restarts on Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday,
yes. I got that information from Rob Ryan Red.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay, so the question that I'd asked
because we were talking quite a bit about an accumulation of yellow cards. So McLean would have got 10 yellow cards up until game week something, then he would serve a ban for that. But we weren't sure where the cutoff was. So thank you, Rob Brian Red, for that one, just to clarify that. So that's Tuesday.
Tuesday, but I don't know if it's after the game on Tuesday. So from Wednesday.
Yeah, I was a little unsure whether it had already passed.
If it wasn't Rob Brian Red, I'm really sorry, but I'm sure it is. Because Nathan's very good. Very, very knowledgeable. So,
he is. And then McLean scored. So we'd had nothing to worry about. We were worried about him getting booked. We were worried about him getting sent off. And then he pops up with a goal.
Oh, it was beautiful. Mullen assist. Oh.
It was a little mistake from the defender.
Goals are made of dreams. What?
Goals are made of dreams.
No, the goal that dreams are made of is what I was trying to say.
Mullen ended up on the left, held the ball really well, waited for some support. McLean in the middle, shaped a shoot. I thought, oh my God, he's put it over. It was a great finish.
Yeah.
Loved the celebration as well. Just crossed arms in front of the Morecambe fans. I love that whole sort of...
shutting them up.
Yeah, I like that sort of celebration where you're just baiting the opposing fans. I think
they get into trouble for that though?
I think it depends.
We've had
what
this
you
discussion
do.
Before where
the king of it, and we talked about him, Jamie Vardy. Yeah, we talked about him literally Saturday just gone. Jamie Vardy is the king of it. He did it twice
he
on the weekend.
Leicester, doesn't he?
He did. Yeah. He did it twice to the whole fans on Saturday. And I had to, you were falling asleep. I had to nudge you, didn't I? And go, have a look at this.
Yeah.
I like that side of the game. I think it's.
I think there's a line.
Yeah.
Where you have to be careful.
There's a line for other teams, not for us.
You crack on, McLean. Yeah.
Look, we started to take control after that. Yeah. I think Mullen had a shot saved, didn't he? Barney had a follow up. Mm. Keeper saved that as well. It just sort of felt like it was coming. You know, like it's been so long since we sort of took a stranglehold on games away from home.
Yeah.
And it really felt like this was going to be our game. Lee was fouled just on the edge of the box not long after that. Do you think that was a penalty? Do you?
I don't know. I don't care. It was rewarded as a penalty. Awarded as a penalty?
No, it wasn't. I mean, it was, you know, it was right on the edge. The lad kicked out at it. We got a free kick. One of Mullen's, what should we call it? It was awful. I mean, the free kick was awful. He ballooned it miles over. But, you know, we were in the right areas and we were pushing.
Yeah.
And it sort of felt like I said, we had a bit of a stranglehold on
we
the
did.
Game.
Definitely.
Morecambe definitely looked rattled. 1-1 at half time, was that fair?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. You know.
Fair on them? Fair on us?
I possibly think we probably maybe could have gone in at 2-1.
Yeah. I think we'd done enough.
Yeah, but I'm happy with a 1-1 draw going into half time.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Better than a 1-0 score anyway, isn't it, going into half time?
Yes. Cleaworth had a chance, didn't he, just after half time. He was sort of 6 yards out, and I don't know what he did. He sort of stooped for it and he headed it over. And when things like that happen, I start to get the panic of going, oh no, it's not going to be one of them days, is it? Where we're playing really well
and these chances
keep dropping and we just keep wasting them or, you know, it's just not quite falling for us. And I do sometimes panic a little bit. Cannon had a shot from the edge of the box, which was well saved. And then...
Cannon's superb at the moment.
Yeah, I was going to ask you,
do you know what? I was thinking about this earlier. I'm going to do an appreciation post, I think, because... Yeah. He is just, there's like loads of memes going around at the moment of him
the Lion
being
King
held,
ones.
Yeah, yeah. By, being held up by, I'm not even sure, I've never seen The Lion King, but is it Mustafa?
Sorry, what?
Oh, I played it on the Sega Mega Drive.
You've never seen The Lion King?
No, am I missing something?
You've never seen The Lion King?
How have you seen it? It's a musical.
Yeah, but everyone's seen The Lion King.
You hate musicals. Anyway... Anyway, so yeah, there's lots of memes going around.
The
about
circle
it.
Of life and all that.
Well, yeah, I know the songs from, obviously. But it's fine. It hasn't scarred me or anything.
No, but I don't know why you would never have seen that film.
Well, I'm 42 this year. I'm probably not going to see it.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right,
so yeah, no. So there's loads of memes going around about, because obviously canon is... What?
I just can't believe you've never seen The Lion King.
Oh my God, I should have just lied and said I have seen it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think canon is... I think he's looking up to the to guys like Stephen Fletcher and McLean and all the older guys, because he's only young himself, isn't he? I think he's 28 on the 13th of March.
Yeah.
I think 28. Yes, he's 28. So he's only 27 at this moment in time. So he's got all these older, more experienced players that he has got to look up to. And I think it's working for him. I just think he's superb. And I just worry, though, about Cannon getting, you know, a red or whatever, because I think he's integral at the moment. And stuff like that worries me, like McLean getting a red or, you know, Lee getting a yellow and a red and all that.
Yeah. What other films haven't you seen, though?
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
Yes, it's awful.
Have you seen Pretty Woman?
Yes, awful.
Have you seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes, because you made me watch it. Look.
Have you seen... I don't know.
I can't believe you've not seen that.
Well, I didn't...
You're going to tell me next you've never seen Toy Story?
Well, you know I've seen Toy Story.
Yeah, I know you are. Anyway...
Sorry that I haven't watched Lion King.
You've just thrown me. I'm just gone now. I'm just like, I can't believe. Have you ever watched Jungle Book? Whoa!
No, I have.
Seriously?
Yes.
You have to think about it.
We've watched that with Alfie.
Dumbo?
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. Yes. You're not completely dead inside.
Little Mermaid?
Then. Oh, you're pushing it now, but yeah. All right, okay. Anyway, sorry. My head's swimming now with Sian being a...
Well, we'll be watching Disney films later.
So, anyway, they got a red card.
Yes, they did. Melbourne.
Mr. Melbourne. I can't remember his first name, sorry. But, yeah, he got a second yellow. So, the second yellow that he got... Soft, I would say. Was it a foul? Yeah, probably. Ollie went down really easy. He loves a fall over. And, but it was a foul. Was it a booking? I don't think so. I mean, if that was one of our players, I think I'd be fuming at that one. He sort of reached right. It was just one of them where I looked at it and I thought, and he goes, oh, he's booking him. I didn't realise the guy had already been booked at the time, okay? Mm-hmm. And when he said he's booking him and he was getting a card out...
Sorry, can I just... I've done something to my phone. I'm trying to find out what Melbourne's first name is.
Yeah.
But every time I speak, it fills in that... I don't know what I've done. So I can't... Just shush a minute.
Okay. All right, okay.
No, see?
We can't sit here in silence. It's a podcast. Anyway, look, I just felt it was soft. I felt it was quite soft. But look, it helped us out massively. Did it have an impact on the game? Yes, of course it did. Do I think we would have won the game without that happening? Yes. I felt like we were on top. We come out on top in the second half. We were really pushing them. You know, we really had our sort of foot on their neck sort of thing. And I felt like we were pushing.
Yeah.
And it was going to come anyway. I think what the red card did, it just helped us. It helped us on our way. And it just suited us. I know it sounds so stupid, this does, when I say it out loud. But playing against 10 men suits us. It doesn't suit.
I was gonna say it doesn't happen though, all the time, does it?
Not just that. It doesn't suit every team. Everyone naturally thinks that playing against 10 is easy. And teams struggle. You see it all the time that teams struggle to play against 10 men. We're not one of them teams. Because of how we play, we're quite expansive. You know, we like playing on the flanks. We like passing it around a lot. So playing against 10 men really suits us because we'll play it out one way, out that way, into the middle. We'll play it back. We'll play it side to side. And we just run them ragged. Yeah. And when you've got 10 men, that's hard work to do for 40 minutes as they had to do. So, yeah, it suits us. You know, people are still going to be going, what are you talking about? It suits everyone. It really doesn't. Because a lot of teams, you know, one thing I will say about Morecambe is, they didn't hugely change their shape. They didn't really go, okay, we're going to drop back with 10 men behind the ball. They didn't really do that. They left spaces and they wanted to try and still stay in the game and have that shape where we're not just bombarding them for the next 40 minutes. But like I say, I just think it really suited us. Penalty. Just going, penalty. The penalty, it was weird for me. I've watched it a few times. So it was, I got
Songo.
The guy, Songo. Every time he got the ball, like, I couldn't resist just going, Songo.
Every time. It was a little bit annoying.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what it was, but every time he got the ball, it was just Songo. Anyway, I don't get what he was doing. So the ball went out to one side. I think maybe it was Lee.
Yeah.
He had his arm up. Like he put his arm up like he was appealing for something. And then, but he seemed to be putting his arm up before Lee took a shot. So I was confused about what he was doing.
Maybe as soon as he was preempting the handball.
I don't know. It was just weird. I've tried to watch it in slow-mo as well. And his arm just seems to go up. And it's at such an unnatural angle. As soon as it hits his hand, it's a penalty all day long. It was never not going to be a penalty. No. Do you know what I mean? Mullin tucked it away. I was a little bit worried. And I did say it out loud, didn't I? Because I said, Archie Mayer, who's in goal, is a bit of a penalty expert.
Yeah.
You know, he's been second choice keeper for clubs before and they've brought him off the bench especially for penalty shootouts and stuff like that. So he does, you know, but he, you know, Paul sends him the wrong way. Great penalty, made it 2-1. It just sort of felt inevitable. We looked completely in control, I
think. Definitely.
It was a huge save from Arthur, though, on about 74 minutes. I say it's a huge save. I have watched it a couple of times. I think he was quite comfortable.
Just a save.
I think it was quite comfortable for him.
Yeah.
But it's a save he had to make.
Definitely.
You know, and he has got the odd mistake in him now and again, so it's just nice to see him play well after an early mistake, so he, you know, saved that. The one thing I do want to talk about is, so what then happened is Paul had the ball. In the box, he took it round a defender. The defender hacked at him. And
didn't do anything.
Paul just went, oh, right, okay, and carried on, right? And then ended up having a shot and it was saved.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he hacked at him. The defender that hacked his legs, he hacked him so hard that he even turned round and put his hand up to say sorry because he chopped at him so much. Now, I'm not saying Paul goes down easy. And that's not what I'm saying. But
does that prove that he does, though?
But then I was going, sometimes maybe you just want to say to Paul, just stay up in that situation.
Yeah.
Just stay up, mate, because you're not getting a free kick for that. You're not getting a penalty for that. Just stay on your feet and keep playing. That...
He should have gone down.
That is the scenario when you should be going down. I mean, he nearly took his leg off. I mean, it was just... it baffled me a little bit. And one thing you said to me was perhaps he's aware of people going, oh, just stay on your feet a bit more. And now he's trying to stay on his feet, but then he's staying on his feet in scenarios when he should be going down.
I know,
Look, it was a penalty all day long.
But it wasn't obviously given as a penalty.
No, he couldn't really give it once he hadn't gone down, really, because it made light of the contact, I think. But, yeah, I don't know.
Shame.
It's just, never mind. Look, Fletcher then came off the bench.
He came on for Palmer, didn't he?
He did indeed, yeah. Another big man on. He made it 3-1. Great header. Cross from Lee. Short corner. Cross from Lee.
Great header. Made it 3-1. I'm going to make a statement now. Okay?
Sorry.
Tired, are you?
I am.
I'm going to make a statement now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Agree, disagree, do what you want.
Oh, here we go.
Fletcher off the bench is better than Fletcher starting. Fact. Mic drop. Done. For me, he is. I.
Well, how long was it when he came off the bench that he scored that goal?
5 minutes?
Yeah.
10 minutes? Look, I love Stephen Fletcher. I think he's got so much to offer.
Definitely.
This team. I just rather him come off the bench than start a game. I've watched him in a lot of games where he started and he hasn't... I'm not sure he's made the impact that he does when he comes off the bench. I think we've got Ollie and we've got Paul. That duo is clearly working for us at the moment. I'd keep Fletcher on the bench.
Yep.
65, 70 minutes, bring him on, kill the game.
Bang.
Yeah. Let him kill the game for us. And I think that's going to work
didn't
for
he?
Us. Well, he did.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he did.
He did.
It's his first away goal as well. You told me that.
No, it was McLean's first away goal, I said.
McLean's only scored like two. No, he wasn't, because McLean scored at Swindon, so that's not true. You said that it was Fletcher's first away goal.
I can't remember now.
Okay, yeah.
No, it definitely was, yeah. No, yeah, it must have been his.
Yeah. Fact. That's a fact. Sian has said that was Fletcher's first away goal for Exxon. I think it might be, you know.
I think it is.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like to
fact.
See...
Sian, fact.
We know how good my facts are, don't we?
Yeah. Look, some of the other results. Stockport beat Newport with a 30...
Only just.
30? No, way later. 93rd minute winner to stay second. So we were second for a little bit.
Just a tiny little bit.
Tiny little bit we were
lovely.
Second. My nose is getting more and more bunged as this is going on.
Nice.
I'm sounding more weird as this whole podcast is going on. Anyway, they stay second. We were second for a bit until the 93rd minute, the Stockport game. Bloody Paddy Madden popped up. He'd already missed a penalty in the game, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then he popped up with a winner, 93rd minute. Avoidable, really.
Oh, but, yeah, it was definitely avoidable.
Yeah, but they stay second. Mansfield won 3-2 at home to Swindon. That was a bit of a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Crewe lost 2-0 away to Doncaster. And MK Dons won 3-1 at home to Salford. That leaves us third in the league.
So, 10 points to Stockport.
Yeah,
obviously,
3 points
is quite different.
Yeah, we're 3 points behind Mansfield. We're level with Stockport in second, but they've got a game in hand over us.
No.
We're 2 ahead of MK Dons in fourth, but we've got a game in hand over them. So if we win that game in hand, that would take us 5 clear of them. And we're 5 ahead of Crewe in fifth, who lost.
Who the only ones that we don't have to play out of that list is MK Dons, because obviously we played both games.
Yeah. The only one on that list we've got to play away is Crewe. Everyone else is, you know, all the decent teams are at home. So that's another big bonus for us as well.
It's still a big game, though, even though it's, you know, it's away. We know, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
10 games to go.
Yeah.
What you feeling in your water?
I'd love it if we came top.
Mm.
It could still happen, but I think top three, I think, is more realistic at this point of the season, I think.
Do you know what I've noticed over the years? Teams that go up from League Two... The team that finishes second and third sometimes or tend to do a little bit better than the team that finished first.
Okay.
So I don't think that's not me being superstitious or anything. It just seems to have been what's happened over
Question
the years.
For you. If we get into the top three and we know that we've promoted...
When?
Are we allowed to invade the pitch again? or is that only if you get, like... Championship status?
No. Oh God, no.
Because our last game of the season is against Stockport.
Yeah.
We will be at home.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there.
It depends, right? I would say we could do it when we get promoted, and I would say we could probably do it again if we were promoted at the end of the season. I don't know, really.
So there will be some sort of pitch invasion.
There will be.
As long as we go up, they will be.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
after last season, don't you go on that pitch.
There won't be any of that this season.
No, straight on.
Straight on. So let's go on to some other news. Wrexham AFC women play at the Stoke Kyrath on Sunday the 24th of March at 2 p.m. I believe, I would like to say who they're playing, but I can't remember.
Swansea.
They're playing Swansea today. Sorry, they played Swansea yesterday. But when this was recorded, they were playing. Tickets are £3 for adults and £1 for under 16s. And they're available from e-ticketing.
Yeah.
And also, Cymru Women will play at the Stoke Kyrath on April the 5th in their Euro 2025 qualifier against Croatia.
Yeah.
So that's good news.
No ticket news for that at the moment that I'm aware of, so we'll keep you up to date with that one. People who got in touch, Charles got in touch. There's only a couple. We have to keep it quite minimal, but
we do get a lot. So thank you for every message that we do get.
Yeah, we don't want people to think we're ignoring you. But we get so many, don't we?
We do, and we appreciate
direct
every
messages.
Single one
we
of them.
We really do. We try and reply to them all. Yeah. We just can't read them all out on here. Sian, keep those motivational quotes and your optimism going. Buck up, Ryan.
That's, tell him, Chaz.
Well, funnily enough, Peter Langenecker said, have patience and opportunity.
you read that again.
Have patience and opportunity will come your
no.
way. Have patience. Sorry.
Crikey.
Sorry. Have patience and opportunity will come your way.
Belongs
in a fortune cookie. I said that. Yep. I said that. See, I've got my own motivational quotes. Don't you worry.
Ruby Slippers, I swear on my life I'm going to use double brace and a hat trick plus one in a conversation just to see people's face reaction. Adore you both. And we adore you as well.
Yes, we do. So we got two games coming up.
We have. Excited, two home games.
Yes, so we got Harrogate Town, so it's a League Two match at the Stoke Kyrath. It's Tuesday the 12th of March at 7:45. It's available for everyone on iFollow.
Yay.
The last game was the 2-2 draw in November after we had been 2-0 up. They lost 2-1 at home to Crawley on Saturday. Their last five, they've lost three and drawn two. The whole of the season, they've won 14, drawn 7 and lost 15. They're 14th on 49 points at the moment. Their top scorer is George Thompson with 11. I want your prediction, please.
You're going to have to write it down for me because every time I talk, it just writes down. Oh, actually, I know what I'll do.
Yeah, just talk it then.
Yeah, okay. So, hang on, let me just delete that.
Yeah. This is...
so professional.
I know. What's your prediction, Sian? Sian, what's your prediction? Sian, what is your prediction? Sian, what is your prediction?
You've got to say Harrogate. Right, hang on.
No, we can't hurry on. Hang
Harrogate
on.
Harrogate Town, my prediction is 3-2. No, 4-0.
Oh, she can't beg on that one. And do you know, weirdly, I think I'm going to go equally as big. I'm going to go for 3-0, okay? I'm going to move on. Do you want to read this out or are you too busy talking into your phone?
No, because I just need to write this down because... So I'm going to send it in here.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
So Harrogate,
on
what's your
Saturday,
score? What's your
3-0.
Oh, I can't do this.
No, shut up, will you? Tranmere on Saturday. It's a League Two game again. It's a home game at the Stoke Kyrath. It's on Saturday the 16th of March at 3 p.m. Available for international fans only on iFollow. The last game was the 1-0 away win in September. So they drew 1-1 with Gillingham on Saturday. The last five, they've won two, drawn one and lost two. This season, they've won 13, drawn 5, lost 19. They're 17th on 44 points. And their top scorer is a familiar face, Connor Jennings.
Why is he familiar?
He played for us.
Did he?
Yeah, between 2014 and 2016. Scored 20-odd goals for us. He's a nice guy, Connor Jennings, to
I'm
be
sure
perfectly
he is.
Honest. He's a good guy. He's knocking on a little bit now, but he scored 11 for them. Prediction?
Oh, Tranmere at home. Oh, it's going to be a good one. I'm going to go 3-0.
3-0.
Mm.
I'm going to go 4-0.
So we're just swapping, yeah,
each
game.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Talking of predictions.
Yeah.
Obviously, as we do every week, we do our little video on social saying what
I'm sure people don't want to hear about this, do they?
Oh, you're so loser. I actually won yesterday on Saturday with my 3-1 prediction.
You did.
I was very happy. I'm obviously still winning the competition.
Yeah.
I have actually, I sat there yesterday going through all the predictions and I have got like, when we've got them right.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
But that's I'm not sure how I'm going to present that because there's quite a few.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. No worries. Quick shout out for Dragon Chat. It's a mental health peer support group. They run a weekly Zoom call on Monday at 8 p.m. for women and on Thursday at 7 p.m. For men. The best thing to do is follow Dragon Chat-Steve Lloyd on Twitter. Just a quick one about me and Sian. We have actually now certified.
Certified.
I'm trying to talk, but it's difficult. We're certified mental health first aiders now. So, yes. So I just wanted to
just take that as you will.
Pat on the back. Pat on the back for us. Yes.
So that was that.
We're very proud of that.
We are proud of that. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get in touch on Facebook, Instagram, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or email us at Me the Wife and RexhamAFC@gmail.com.
TikTok as well.
Oh, TikTok.
I write them down for her and she just ignores them.
I just
tries to do it off the cuff. Doesn't work. She hasn't got a clue.
No.
Hasn't got a clue. Right.
Quiz time.
It is quiz time. I just wanted to go. I've put to one side the two lies, one truth.
Oh, no.
Just testing your knowledge.
Oh. Is this from the game on Saturday or is this just over?
Various. It's not multiple choice either.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I actually need an answer from you.
Oh, what?
Yeah. So what? Put your phone down and concentrate a little bit on this one.
It's on monochrome, I'm concentrating.
Are you ready?
Yeah. No.
Question one. Which player in our starting lineup on Saturday had the lowest shirt number? Yeah, I know.
Ollie Palmer?
Well done. Ollie Palmer, number 9. That was our lowest shirt number. We all know that Max is our youngest player.
He is.
But apart from him, can you name our youngest player in the match day squad on Saturday?
I'm going to go with...
Yes.
Andy Cannon, because he's 28. He's 27.
Youngest, yeah? Andy Cannon.
Younger than McCleworth?
No. Youngest.
Oh. Okonkwo.
It is Okonkwo. I was baffled that you thought our youngest player in a matchday squad was 27. I mean, you got Ryan Barnett's 24. Luke Bolton, I think, is 23. Okonkwo's 22.
Right.
I'm just
saying.
You got it right.
How old is Okonkwo?
22.
Yeah.
Two games in a row,
yes.
An opponent has been sent off.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was the last team before Morecambe and Accrington to have a player sent off against us?
I can't remember. Seems difficult.
But
it's not. Salford.
Salford. You're just throwing
I'm just names. Naming names. I can't remember.
No, it was MK Dons.
Oh my God, I was going to say the MK Dons, but I thought, no.
No.
I should really go with my instincts.
You should
I?
Do.
Yes.
Paul scored a penalty on Saturday.
He did.
How many penalties has Paul taken this season?
Why are you doing multiple choices so horrible?
I know, because I feel like you're at a level now.
Clearly not.
You've got two right so far.
I'm going to go. Is this just league games?
This season.
Oh, what? All right, I'm going to go 4.
It's three, unfortunately. He has scored two and missed one.
Oh.
You should 100% get this right. And I will...
Don't say that.
I'll explain why after. We play Tranmere on Saturday.
We do.
We beat them 1-0 in the reverse fixture in September. But who scored the only goal?
Why should I get this 100% right?
I will show you why in a minute.
I know Luke Young.
Luke Young, incorrect.
He wasn't even playing.
It was Aaron Hayden.
Why would I know that?
Because I did the notes for the game, and I wrote in the notes that we beat them 1-0 away in September, and it said Aaron Hayden with the only goal in the second half. I didn't realise I put that in the notes when I wrote the question.
You were reading that out, though.
So that just goes to show that you don't read the notes.
No, because you were reading it, so I didn't need to. That's my excuse I'm sticking to.
Oh, bless you.
You can't be horrible to me today anyway, because it's Mother's Day.
Well, it's not when this goes out, so we have to think future, don't we? It's Monday everyone else. Mother's Day's over.
Every day's Mother's Day.
And besides, you're not my mother.
I'm the mother of your child,
I'm joking.
Though.
Look, I've done a lot for you today.
You are, what? Like what? You made me some croissants this morning.
I did.
Like a cup of tea when we finished recording this.
Ask your son then.
Like a pillow underneath my feet on the sofa, thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure we can sort all that out for you. Look, thank you very much for tuning in again this week. Sorry for the cold-filled voices.
Ryan is ill constantly at the minute.
I am. Let's let people in to our lives a little bit. I'm anemic, basically, aren't I? Why are you laughing at me?
I wondered what you were going to say.
I am anemic. So basically, I've got a low blood count, low iron in my blood as well. So I'm taking tablets for that and having blood tests and all this and working out. But the downside of it is that I do... my immune system is quite low, so I do pick up...
I do worry about what you're going to say. I'm really...
So my immune system's really low.
So I pick up everything. Yeah.
So I am ill a lot. But I'm still smiling. That's the main thing.
Do you know what he is, to be fair?
I am.
He's a happy, ill person.
I am. Yeah. I've started taking CBD oil, which is... revolutionised my life. I'm not going to be like Paul Merson and Matt Letizia, where I start sort of doing adverts for it.
They get paid for doing that, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But but no, it's top quality. So
it's all above board. It's from Holland & Barrett, so
yeah.
Which is a health food store in the UK. So yeah.
I don't think you need to explain this to the Americans.
Well,
the Americans are smoking it, so don't worry about them. That's fine. Look, thank you very much for tuning in again this week.
Yes, always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. And we'll see you again for episode 89
with hopefully
next week.
6 points. Don't know why I put the two fingers up there.
See you next week.
Bye.